The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
We are. Good morning, everyone. A Thursday morning, the 17th of September, 2020. And a lot of people complaining about the air quality. There's haze out there and smoke and everything else coming with it. Hazy and Warmer says the 710 KNUS Weather Center, 88 tomorrow, Friday, warmer and dry. Saturday, partly cloudy. Sunday, maybe a little bit of rain, but the air is not as well as good as it should be. It's the Hildebrand report this morning. Tom's off.
And, the designated
hitter is here.
When you were talking about the haze, I was under the impression it was Kansas, but I didn't realize.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. No, you, he is the DH. You're also a designated driver on the weekends, ladies and gentlemen. One of my true favorites, the return of the man, Jeffrey Hildebrand, and the Hildebrand Report.
Well, good morning. Alabama and Florida cleaning up after Hurricane Sally, former Category 2 storm, now a tropical depression, and it's continuing to dump heavy rain over the southeast. Over 370 people have been rescued from heavy flooding in the Florida Panhandle, where 200 National Guard members are going to be arriving to help today. More than 500,000 homes and businesses are without power down there from Florida to Louisiana. Tropical Depression Sally expected to drop from 4 to 8 inches of rain today as it moves across Georgia into South Carolina. Well, with millions of acres already lost to wildfires and nearly 36 confirmed deaths, fire crews still on the front lines trying to tamp out the blazes raging in the west. Rain could provide some relief out there today in Oregon and Washington state, where residents have been forced to breathe toxic air that's been described as the worst on earth. Closer to home, reportedly, it will cost the city of Aurora over $400,000 to find out from consultants how to prevent another situation like the death of Elijah McClain. They're looking into the police and fire department policies as well as their actions when McClain died. CDOT's going to host a telephone town hall tonight on the progress of the I-25 South Gap Project. Crews have been working to widen and make other improvements along that stretch between Monument and Castle Rock. 5 additional miles of work expected to be completed in November. Well, Attorney General Bill Barr thinks COVID-19 shutdowns are the greatest intrusion on civil liberties since slavery. He compares lockdowns to house arrest and is suggesting governors are using their power to keep businesses closed. President Trump says CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield made a mistake when he talked about how soon a coronavirus vaccine will be available to the general public. Redfield told a congressional hearing it probably wouldn't be available until the middle of next year. Also in politics, Joe Biden visiting Pennsylvania today. He's attending a CNN town hall event. It comes on the heels of a similar town hall President Trump held earlier this week. That's where he fielded questions from undecided voters. 35,000 former students of the now-closed ITT Tech no longer on the line for nearly a third of $1 billion in student loan debts. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and attorneys general in almost all 50 states have announced a settlement canceling $330 million in student loan debt. Speaking of students, Colorado's High School Activities Association is going to allow its member schools to decide whether they want to have fall sports this year. Schools could also choose a schedule to have sports during the spring instead. State will require strict COVID-19 guidelines for each school if they choose to compete this fall. And that includes masks and social distancing on the sidelines and during bus trips. College basketball will be back. The NC2A Division I Council says men's and women's seasons can start November 25th. That's one day before Thanksgiving. Council says the starting date is a good compromise as fall semesters will be concluding and the general student body will be home for winter break. And finally, the U.S. Open Golf Tournament tees off today in New York. Open was originally scheduled for June.
There you go. Good morning, Jeffrey, everyone. 87 will be the high. 88 tomorrow, Friday. Tomorrow's Friday and Saturday, 85 degrees. 303-696-1971, playing off what Jeffrey said. This is one of the trickiest governors. He's an amazing character to watch. He's clearly the man who, well, the media is his playground. But so yesterday, as you, Jeffrey, just listened, or we just listened to Jeffrey's report, Jared Polis announces on Wednesday afternoon that the state will approve guidelines that will allow for selected outdoor prep sports, meaning football. That's what this means. It means football.
And the ever-popular field hockey.
Well, you were a big field. You didn't read the field hockey scores.
I really didn't.
But the chess of people, and have only become really more aware of this because it's politicized now. And these are the people who killed it. Now, yesterday, they voted 12-3 in favor of allowing fall seasons for football. And you're right, field hockey. And this is because, and Billy Thorpe talked a lot about this, sideline spirit teams, meaning cheerleaders, and I believe the band, right, Bill? The band would play out in this. So I'm reading this last night, and I'm thinking to myself, you pulled another stunt. Now, Jared Polis went too far initially, and he raised the ire of parents and players and talk show hosts and other radio stations and people that really went after him, said, wait, hold on here. And remember we talked about the so-called senior tape, not so-called, there is a product called the senior tape when you're a good player, and I wasn't, I didn't play. But if you really are good, and I come back to Dave Logan, guys like Dave Logan who are great coaches, there's many of them out there, who then send, and they send to coaches in colleges and universities that they know and say, hey, here's this kid, he's a great linebacker or whatever position he plays, take a look at his tape. Right. And that sets up interim. They're called senior tapes. I've been reading about them. And there would not be any senior tapes for these young men who've been really training and playing hard all of their lives to get to this point. So the reversal comes, and they're in trouble. Now, they went too far. But I have another thought that goes with this. This is the power of the Lord of the Rings, Jared Polis, the man, he has the ring that controls the rest of the rings. He is the Lord of the Rings. And he was going to only a selective, and again, this was the selectiveness of Jared Polis, that people were going to be able to eat outside. And we've all seen these scenarios that now it's going to get cold. Now it's going to get cold. Now, right. It's chilly outside this morning. It's not cold, but it's chilly. A lot of the thing has to do with the haze and the sun's not getting in to warm the earth, but what's going to happen, Governor, when people are not able to eat outside? We're going to have the same situation that we had with high school sports. But this is indecisiveness on the governor. This is just bad leadership. This is Jared Polis' bad leadership. But he has made himself, as he did when they did the, I called him Denver's new, or Colorado's new odd couple, when he came out with Brittany Bolin. And they did this Lyndon Johnson, look what we have given you, your Denver Broncos. So they painted themselves in another PC pandemic corner. It's a crap corner, and this is their way out. Same with these Chassa people. And Dave Logan really embarrassed this Chassa guy on the air over KOA. I heard it. So now we have high school football. The Broncos have over 6,000 people come to the game. Bandemir is sued and forced to shut down. Why? Jared Polis picks who wins and who loses, which business can win, which business can lose. And the man goes back full circle to my broken record. Where, oh, where is the Republican Party to find someone that can challenge this guy? I mean, it's bad enough you got Cory Gardner. It was worse to have Walker Stapleton, Bob Beaupre, and those guys. But they need a challenger. This party, the Republican Party, or whatever is left of it, needs to retrench and really find somebody that can challenge this guy, Polis. So, in open lines as we speak, 303-696-1971. Yesterday, I got really heated on the show about NFL ratings. I looked a lot last night, and I got ready, reloaded to do that this morning. There are numbers of people, and the league is making excuses. Right now, we thought, what's the league going to do? The league's coming up and because of Rasmussen. They dropped a piece on the league's response to the decline in ratings, and they blamed it on the presidential race. They did all these other stupid. They can't look at the truth, because the truth, of course, would really, what do you mean we're allowing things to happen that people don't want? That can't be true. That we can't, you know, political correctness can't be the cause of this. Social justice can't be the cause of this. It's clearly somebody else's fault. Way to go, Roger Goodell. But I want to come back to Polis. 303-696-1971 lines are open. What's going to happen? And this is more decisions that Polis will, and he makes them on his own, when people are no longer be able to sit outside and eat. What's going to happen? I mean, all these places, and I don't know if you and the missus have gone out and eaten outside, sat someplace outside and eaten. Yeah,
we have a nice little corner in the backyard.
Yeah, that's right. She cooks. That's right. No, I'm serious. I mean, you see these everywhere. Where, you know, I was at one yesterday that people sit outside and eat.
Right.
They don't eat inside. And the light went on. I said, all right, Peter, this is September the 17th. When is it going to be cold? Well, you know, we caught a snowstorm already, but, you know, that was a one-off. But what happens now? And it gets cold. My prediction is Polis went too far. I mean, I was in South Dakota and Wyoming on my motorcycle this summer where there's none of this. There's no masking. There's, you know, no one's stopping you from doing anything. And I mentioned Troy Terranova and I crossed into Colorado and bought our last tank of gas in Wellington. Everybody's got masks on. Everybody's got that fear thing going. People are little foot places where you put your feet when you're trying to buy an iced tea. You know, 100 miles north, or hey, come on in, you know. Just sit down.
But they've been social distance there forever. I mean, it's just natural.
No, I don't think so, because they – I mean, and there's a whole –
It's all you outsiders who come in and clog the state, but there are so few people – that they can social distance and not notice.
Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's a ha-ha, but they don't have any implements to do those things. And by the way, because of all the national stories on the Sturgis motorcycle rally, boy, there's been some so overstated what the media did to Sturgis. It was so out of line. But it's not true. None of it was true. But I come back, this broken record again. They wanted the big media, the swamp, wanted Sturgis to fail. It did not fail, so now they're manufacturing this aftermath story called Sturgis Related, and it's all phony. All of it's phony. The money's phony. The numbers are phony. It's a baloney. But I'm going to come back to this. 303-696-1971. The Lord of the Rings, Jared Polis. We think that everybody gets a ring. We think Kyle Clark at Channel 9 got a ring. Did you ever read Lord of the Rings? Did you ever read Tolkien? Did you? Yeah, okay, well, you know. You know, some men got some, and then some elves got, you know, some rings, and the elves went, Channel 9, the elves got their rings. But seriously, a Denver Post, a couple of those guys over there got a ring, you know. And so then one ring controls them all, and Jared Polis is the Lord of the Rings. And the indecisiveness of this governor, it's just bad leadership, flat-out bad leadership. And they painted themselves into this PC pandemic corner. It's a crap corner. And now high school football will play. Broncos will play. Bandemir is sued and forced to shut down and close. John Vandermeer is openly professed Christian. He's a conservative guy. They did a freedom rally.
Right.
And they moved right in on him, Jefferson County. But they didn't do that just on their own. Believe me when I tell you, Jefferson County, that guy out there has a ring, too. He's got a ring. And he's, I don't know, I think, I'm not sure he's a man. He may be an elf, too. But and actually, the elves were cool in Tolkien. I shouldn't say that. But the Lord of the Rings, Jared Polis picks who wins and who loses, which business loses, and what happens from there. So, anyhow, the high school football guys will now play, of course.
And that's good.
Well, of course it's good.
I think that's good.
I think it's great.
But
they weren't going to let them play.
Right. I think people should have a choice.
I'm the first guy in the world to say that, but that's not what they're doing here. They shut these young men down. They stole their futures. And now, we were wrong about that? Oh, son of a gun. But they only changed because they were taking heat. They were taking heat.
Well, yeah. What's new?
No, true. But I said this, I mean, I as a little history geek, and I'm trying to put this together, Jimmy Carter did this in the Olympics,
yeah,
if you recall. And the Soviets invade Afghanistan. Jimmy Carter kills the grain deals that had made a lot of farmers wealthy. And then Jimmy Carter, by a wave of the ring, all these young men and women who had trained all their lives to be Olympic athletes. And just by, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And it didn't mean squat to the Soviets in Afghanistan. It meant nothing. I mean, okay, fine, don't show up. glorious people build glorious Olympic stadium. And
right. They
didn't show up. Oh, gee. And these kids are going, I've spent the last, 18 years of my life daily training, 6 hours a day to come to these games and to compete. Carter waved it off. It's exactly what Polis did.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing, as though you were going to change something. And we know now the Soviets kind of cheered that. They kind of thought that was a good deal. And then when he kills the grain deal, that destroys all the farmers. So Jimmy Carter showed them. And I think that, I think Polis was a lot smarter than Jimmy Carter was. But nevertheless, the indecisiveness of this governor, horrible leadership. And they painted themselves into this PC corner. And now they're where they are.
I don't know. What comes to me is that situations change. We were all running into a corner when COVID hit, afraid of what's going to happen.
Some people were, some people weren't.
Yeah. If you have a responsibility to the safety and security of individuals, then it's up to you to be as conservative as you can until you get all the information. So what I'm saying is, in the past few months, in the past few weeks, situations have changed. New information has come out, and now we're better equipped to deal with the threat of coronavirus. And I
think that would be wonderful if it were true, but when high school football season began, 40 other states were playing high school football with full stands. Denver, Colorado was not.
Well, we're just slow.
No, we're not slow. If you look at the really autocratic Democrats, like de Blasio in New York,
right,
Polis here.
Right.
No. I mean, you look at other states, and this is what there was no universality to this. There wasn't. The more blue the state or the blue the mayor or blue the governor was, the more they clamped, the more power they used. The red states didn't do this.
Right.
And my examples are the two red states I visited, South Dakota, Wyoming. There's none of this. And it's blue states that do it. 40 other states are playing full stadium high school football right now. In Pittsburgh, they are. I talked to my brother yesterday. They're playing They said you can.
Columbus, Ohio allows only 15% of stadium capacity.
I can't speak about Columbus. I'm telling
you. I know, but you said everybody. Everybody isn't.
Fair enough.
Just saying everybody isn't having full.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be truthful.
All right.
Excuse me for getting to the facts.
A lot of places.
I'll go sit in the corner.
No, a lot of
my facts.
The fact that they're even playing, Billy, should make you ashamed. But the other part of it is they are playing to people in the stadiums, which is more than the Broncos are doing right now.
Right. Right.
So.
I'm not trying to diminish.
You're not trying to Billy this.
I'm not trying to diminish the politics. Put your mask on. Politics aside, I think you can give some leeway for people who have been overly cautious.
You can if you choose for yourself. What do you then choose for mankind? No.
I've got to go.
I know. Look at the time.
Man. Break. Time for a break.
I got to clean the cat box. Seriously, I mean, they went too far. And it's in the indecisiveness of the governor. Now, and he was clearly choosing who could open and who could not open. And the treatment of the Bandimeres, and this is my prize example. They treated high school football. And by the way, Paulus didn't say, oh, you guess we were wrong about Bandimere. They didn't say that. John Bandimere, and I'm not a Christian man, but John Bandimere is a devout Christian man, wanted to hold a rally. He's been on the radio show with us many times. I support John. They destroyed him. Mm. They went in there with cops with guns on him to take his liquor license. That's the state stuff. That's Paulus.
Right.
So if it's okay for the Broncos, your Denver Broncos, and your high school football, why isn't it okay to reverse on John Bandimere, which they're not going to do? They're suing him. Anyone else? 303-696-1971. Polis picks who wins and who loses. 303-696-1971. More on the numbers on the NFL. Robert Spencer comes back at 6. Ted Trimba at 7. And the one and only the Hitman, sports talk legend Joe Williams, and I'll see what Joe has to say about all of this stuff. But the Rasmussen report got their hands on the NFL's decline in ratings, and they start blaming it on the presidential races, and they start blaming on lifestyle questions. And no, it's because the protests, and people just had enough of the NFL. And we will see. Thoughts on that?
I was surprised at the apparent softening of teams' leadership at protest, allowing protest. I'm thinking Dallas, for example.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to see it. I mean, the NFL would benefit if they ran a couple of minutes of commercials during the national anthem, and they didn't show the players.
Well, some of them just hid in the locker rooms, didn't come out.
Exactly.
So, no, they have a problem, and I think they're conning themselves again. They're running a con on themselves. Oh, no, it's really other reasons other than the players, quote, taking a stand and protesting national anthem. That's enough. People are saying they're not watching the games. So, we'll see. Another weekend is coming. I realize this is at first blush. It's the first weekend, but it covers all the nighttime during the week games, and it covers the weekend games, and it covers the Sunday night games, and frankly, they were down.
Yeah.
So the only highlight was the Brady game.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay game was a highlight.
What a disappointment that was.
And, you know, he's still – I'm like a – I like the guy. I do.
Oh, yeah.
I like him. Yeah, so big deal that I like him. But I like Drew Brees, too.
Yeah.
Look what they did to Drew Brees for saying, look, my dad and my grandfather were in the military and they fought for this country. Drew Brees was a worse guy than the guy that attacked the Jews, that player that went after and said bad things about Jews.
Yeah.
Brees was treated worse by the Players Association, by the media, than that other guy was. I think his last name was Jackson. Think about that, how the guy just says, you know, it's wrong to do this.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm And same thing now with the governor. The indecisiveness of the governor, bad leadership. And when will people not be able to eat outside? Then what is that going to do to restaurants? They're already, you know, we lost the Fresh Fish Company. They, for 30 years, we've been with the fish company, yeah. And they closed. So she can't, she couldn't eat outside. Couldn't go outside. She had a parking lot. So everybody, the 7th annual MC1 Honor Run is Sunday, September the 27th. We've talked about this, and we'll have people coming back up on a show. It's Columbine High School that morning at 8 o'clock. Thank you to Frank DeAngelis. Ends at the summit in Thornton. There's no better time, though. Support law enforcement, firefighters, EMS guys. The MC1 Honor Run, Sunday, September 27, 2020. Info is on their website, www.mc1foundation.com, or you go to 710KNUS, click on me, and a big poster is there. Good to go?
Good to go.
All right. 710KNUS, we have a line open. Stay right here.
Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Thursday morning, everyone, September the 17th, 2020. Robert Spencer coming up. Hazy in 87, and that air is... 7th annual MC1 Honor Run goes Sunday, September the 27th. The hitman, Joe Williams, is on the show this morning. Our friends at Step Denver, again, yesterday, it was really interesting to watch these people. The 5 Points is no longer going to be considered as the managed homeless site. Suddenly, out of nowhere, appearing for the first time, Michael Hancock says, oh, we're not going to do that. Yeah, good career move. Before you look at any of this, this homeless idea, people experiencing homeless, the unhoused, 95%+ of it's drug and alcohol related. If sobriety were part of it, it would end. Bob Cote in 1983 began the program. Then it was Step 13. Now Step Denver, giving men the opportunity to overcome addiction, rebuild their lives, and principally sobriety and going to work. And they don't take any government funding. They count on us. And last year, listeners to the morning show donated 154 vehicles. 32 men were funded. We raised $2.2 million. And this was all tax deductible because if you have a car, truck, a motorcycle, boat, an RV, and you call Vincent up at 303-296-9020, and they'll find a way if they can't. Joe Williams actually donated his car to this. If you can't get it there, they'll come and get it, and then they do all the work on it, and then that price is that obtained in the private sector is what you tax deduct on. It's a win-win-win-win. You change people's lives for good. Need a chance, put these guys to work, and you can make all of that possible. Call Vincent at 303-296-9020, stepdenver.org, 296-9020. This is the way out. Is it, what's the guy's name on? Scott on one. Scott, you're on a radio show. Thursday morning, good morning, thank you.
Good morning, Pete. Big fan of Step Denver also.
Thank you.
I told your call screener that I was getting my hair cut. The gentleman who cuts my hair is a good friend of mine. He's been down on East Colfax and Downing for like the last 30 years.
Okay.
He's like 80 years old, still working, Pete. I love this.
I can relate. Go ahead.
Well, I like to plug for the old guys whenever I get a chance. But he was telling me at 4 o'clock in the afternoon that East Colfax right there. I got to Denver 6 years ago. That used to be such a vibrant area.
They killed it. They've killed it. The city's been killed. Yeah.
Now that it's dead.
Yeah. The city's been killed. There was a guy. Here's an example of the Denver media and how politics works. The Denver PD shot some guy over on Colorado Boulevard, I think, about Iliff. Why wasn't there a demonstration about the cop shooting a guy? Why wasn't the media there? Why wasn't everybody upset? The answer is pretty clear. The guy was white. It's just the truth. You know, I mean, if you don't like it, life's tough. Play hard. But the Denver cops shot a guy who pulled a gun on them on Colorado Boulevard, and they killed him. Why wasn't there a demonstration on that spot last night? Why wasn't Kyle Clark upset about that? The answer is pretty clear. The guy was some stupid ass fill in the blank, maybe loaded, whatever he is, white guy who was dumb enough to pull a gun on cops.
Well, Pete, I've got a confession to make. I'm Caucasian. I don't know if it's what I'm supposed to say, white, Caucasian.
I'm just saying the truth. That's all.
But anyway, I am not permitted to take part in discussions on racial issues because obviously I I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm a white guy. But
if you're an Antifa, if you're a little Leninist, and if you're white, you're perfectly legitimate in the argument.
Well, you know, and I'll get off the phone with this one and let you talk about it. I love the show. I think nobody's going to call in, so I want to.
Somebody's right behind you. Next guy, Billy. 303-696-1970. Bill on the air. You're on the radio show, Bill. Good morning. I'm sorry. Billy said I screwed it up. Okay, do that. Do this. Wait a second. You do it. All right, there's Bill. Hey, Bill, you're on the show. Good morning. Now we lost everybody. Okay. Try it again. 303-696-1971. Lines are open. Good morning, everyone. Robert Spencer coming up. Ted Trim is on the show, and Hitman Joe Williams. Do you agree that what this has happened in the state of Colorado? Two events yesterday of the switcheroo. Jared Polis announces. Now, he doesn't. He announces Wednesday afternoon the state will now have revised guidelines and allow that the outdoor prep teams, that's football, will start playing. And, I mean, they're whiplashing these kids. CHASA's board of directors met Wednesday night and voted 12-3. I wonder why. All right, we go to Bill. Bill, you're on a radio show. It's Thursday morning. Good morning.
Hey, you too. I got one thing to say to you, and then I'll hang up and let you respond.
No, say.
One man.
What?
There is one man. This man has the smarts and the common sense to take care of anything. This man has a lot going on. And I have a lot of friends that would vote for him in any office that he would take. This man has the smarts and the right to get this place back in order. Guess who that person is? There are so many people that look up to this man.
Please don't say it, because it's not true. I know what you're gonna say.
Go ahead and guess, buddy.
You don't think it's me, do you?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
No, please. No, thank you. No, thank you.
You don't want the headache?
No, not in that. I couldn't make the cut.
God dang it, buddy.
I know it. It doesn't matter.
You're talking about a landslide vote? From all my friends, they're like, if Peter would run, he would win by a landslide.
No, that's nice to believe that, but they'd have my lunch. First of all, I'm an old man. And this is not, you know, this is why Joe Biden is, well, he is what he is. No, I wouldn't even think about it. But we need to find, I say collectively, there has to be, and again, but this speaks to the inadequate, wimpy, fill-in-the-blank Republican Party of the state of Colorado. And they need to totally retrench. They need to find who they are, not the country club, not the fat cats.
But
they need to find somebody.
I just found you, buddy.
Not a chance. Not a chance in this world. But
there's going to be another trophy you could put on your wall.
Yeah, sure. No, it ain't going to happen. But the point of it is the time is now to find somebody that they can begin to pick off Jared Polis with. Now, we're watching. Here's an indicator. Here's a canary in a mine shaft. Watching Hickenlooper and Cory Gardner. If the election were held today, Hickenlooper would win. He's still ahead in all the polls.
Yep.
Cory Gardner's people have not unleashed any ads that I thought are even remotely effective. They make apologies for their ads that are really weak. You can get after Hickenlooper. Of course, there's one or two debates depending on what you want to believe. But I think that you speak what's going on. And Cory Gardner is not taking Hickenlooper on.
I agree.
So what happens, I don't know. Would I be shocked if you say Senator-elect Hickenlooper? No, I would not be shocked. But it has to do, once again, it has nothing to do with some jerk doing talk radio. This has to do with the basic intrinsic values of the Republican Party. The Republican Party's
a
joke.
Stop right there. You are not just a talk radio host.
No,
you are a man... that rightfully stands up for people like me.
Well, that's kind, but I got to tell you something, brother. It wouldn't happen, but it's nice to hear for you to say that. But I don't think I could catch dog catcher in Denver. So, yeah, you make enemies. This is a business. I say this all the time. My living proof is Stephen Tubbs. When Stephen came over here to go to work, when he came off of KOA, when he hosted co-hosted the morning news, it was peaches and cream. Everything was wonderful. I said, dude, you just joined a 1% motorcycle club, and he didn't believe it. Now he believes it because the people no longer talk to Stephen, and that's good. You know, you want these. I mean, you want these people to. Look, if these politicians like you, you're not doing your job. How's that?
Summed it up right there.
No, it's the truth. If Polis and Hancock and Hickenlooper and Cory Gardner's never been on this show. We've tried. He won't come on.
So you try to get those guys on, and they won't even come on.
No, the Cory Gardner doesn't return calls. So now you know as what today's to say, and now you know the rest of the story. So
where do we go from here, Peter? Well,
Would I be shocked if you said Senator-elect John Hickenlooper? No, I would not be shocked. And when it happens, if it happens, and I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, all you can look at is the Republican Party in Colorado, the Cory Gardner campaign, and how it's working out. Hickenlooper's beatable, but they won't do it. Where's their ad about Denver's road home and all the homelessness that was generated because of Hickenlooper? We're going to do, if we don't do it tomorrow, I think we're going to do it first part of next week on the Bilderberg and all these different stories. And these guys, they just won't go near it. And
They won't touch it.
I don't know why. You got to ask them. They don't talk to me.
You know people.
Yeah. People I know, I was with last night on my motorcycle. Those are the people I know. The people I'm going to be with tonight on my motorcycle, those are the people that I know. Thank you. And the people that I ski with, those are the people that I know. The other people, look, this whole thing is fraudulent. I think you know that. Watching the governor yesterday, I couldn't make notes quick enough. That's the indecisiveness of this governor's bad leadership by this governor, and now he will be acclaimed. They painted themselves into this PC pandemic corner. And the Vandermeers are my living proof. They destroyed John Vandermeer and his family, and now the Broncos are playing, high school football is playing. Polis picks who wins, who loses, and you got to find somebody, Billy, and I got to jump. You got to find somebody to challenge that whole machine.
Not you.
Don't you wish. Take care, man. 303-696-1971. Think about it. Think about Polis and when it comes to the Vandermeers. And don't kid yourself. He is directly responsible for what happened to the Vandermeers, the Vandermeer family, and the rally. Look what happened at Civic Center Park. With Michelle Malkin and Randy and Chuck and Julie and everybody that went to that. That's the truth. And the media can't look at it. And they gangbanged the Vandermeers. We know about the Channel 9 gangbang. We know what the Denver Post did. So how do they win? How do they win? Stephen, his premiere is tonight. We'll see if we can get him. Billy, he's texting me. See if we can stick Stephen in here. September is Healthy Aging Month. Does it bother you when you walk in a room and you can't remember doing a Joe Biden? Joe didn't know the old lady's name. Did you see that? He double-clutched on his wife's name. Tuesday was my day to see Dr. McCallum at Cenogenics. She changed my life. She can do it for you. Aging should be celebrated and embraced if you want to take control of your cognitive, physical health. Cenogenics is the place for you. The team at Cenogenics will create a program designed just for you and will help you focus, become stronger, feel in control of your life. Studies show that when people get older, changes occur all parts of your body, including your noggin. The good news, Cenogenics can help you protect your brain and strengthen your body as you age. Ain't it high time? You call this number and you get 20 minutes for free with Dr. McCallum, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Jackie answers the phone. Love the Jack. And she puts it all together for you. The website is denver.cenogenics.com. Speak to 20 minutes for free to the doctor. Doctor, 720-387-3681.
Peter Boyle Show.
Beach Boys. Thursday morning, September the 17th, 2020. Wouldn't it be nice? 87 will be the high, 88 tomorrow, and it is hazy outside. 85 on Saturday. Again, reminder, the 7th annual MC1 Honor Run, September 27th. Mr. Spencer, Robert Spencer was on briefly with us yesterday. I miss him so much on the show. He's back, and then Ted's on the show, and then the hitman Joe Williams, and then Stephen's on the show. And we're getting further into 2020, and the uncertainties continue. It's truly critical to pay attention to your financial health. and what you can do today to guarantee a healthy financial future. The biggest one, if you're a homeowner, and I did this, I'll tell you how cool it is, it's American Financing on a Refi. The mortgage consultants will customize a loan to meet your needs, and maybe it's a shorter term, lower rate, accessing cash out of your home. They do it all. And it's no pressure experience, no obligation. I'm telling you how easy it went. You can apply online, complete your mortgage app anytime, day or night. If you need help, you talk to them on the phone. I truly ended up like in the bed of my truck signing the documents with this guy because of the pandemic. Call 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, AmericanFinancing.net, American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call them this morning, 303-695-7000. We go to Melissa. Hey, Melissa, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Peter. You know, I have, I'm 50 years old, and I have been a talk radio junkie since I was 17. Rush Limbaugh was the first one I found, and I moved to Colorado 25 years ago and found you, and boy, would I want to choke you sometimes during the Bush administration, and now I kind of am almost 100% aligned with you in so many things. I remember when Rush Limbaugh went after the soccer moms, saying that they didn't want their kids to hit the ball with their neck. You know, Rush Limbaugh has been saying that the demise of football was going to happen 20 years ago. He called for it. He said the left hated it. The left hates everything that the right loves, and they will destroy it from the inside.
Yeah.
And we are watching that. We've watched it with the Boy Scouts. Now, they've had some problems.
Oh, they've got, yeah, they have problems. Yeah,
yeah, but they have destroyed everything they have said. I mean, they destroyed black people. But they went in and hated them. You talked about what Lyndon Baines Johnson did, and then what he did was told them that I'm your friend, even though he's called them terrible things behind their back, and then he destroyed them.
When it's interesting, if we could back up for a second. The most heat I think I ever took in this life I've had with the microphone in front of me is to tell the truth about the war in Iraq and the Bushes and the Cheneys. I had people to quit talking to me. I had people to threaten, not personally threaten me because that doesn't trouble me, but everything that went with it. And now I hear from them and they go, you were right. I was wrong. You were right. I was wrong. So thank you for saying that. I don't feel comfortable with it because of the expense and the death. Robert Spencer is going to talk about it on the other side. Hey, call back. We can have this conversation. We got the break coming, but I appreciate it. Coming back, the one and only Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch will talk about the Bushes, but want to talk about the Middle East and what's going on with Donald Trump and how the CNN people attacking it, the Democrats attacking it, the one and only Ted Trimm, and then the hitman, and then Stefan's on the show as well. This is his big night tonight. 87 the high today. It's hazy outside. Rock and roll is here to stay. Hang on your hats. Stay right here.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.